Greetings, and welcome to The Continental Drift. I'm Andy Valver. So there was this really interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal about the rise of right-wing and populist victories in the European Union and how it is tied to migration and immigrants. Are people really fed up with migrants, or are they just reading about it a lot and made to feel like they're fed up? People may say they are tired of migrants, but I don't think that people really feel the impact of migrants. I don't think people run into migrants on a daily basis. I don't know of anyone who has been inconvenienced by a migrant. Yes, there is a crisis on the borders because those people feel it the most and the hardest. I don't know. I think Europe is very multi-culti. Certainly, public transportation in any city is filled with all kinds of people, most going about their business, on their way to work or school or home. And you can't blame the migrants for wanting to come to Europe. It's nice here. I came to Europe for the exact same reason a person from Somalia or Mali or Sudan wants to come here. A better life. I arrived on a plane with a drink in my hand. They are trying to get here in leaky boats and rafts whose seaworthiness is questionable. I mean, I can't even begin to fathom what it must be like to be at a point in your life where dying is part of the equation. I can't imagine what it must be like to stand on a beach somewhere, pay some guy I don't know 400, 500, 1,000 euros to get on a boat where I might die. I mean, it truly is, as Bob Dylan said, when you got nothing to lose. Anyway, back to the Wall Street Journal article about populist right-wing politics and migrants. I think that there are a lot of Europeans, particularly older Europeans, who feel as though their Europe is changing, that the Europe of their childhood is no more. And, well, that's true. Not just for older Europeans, but for everyone. It's called change, and it is a constant. Embrace it or die, or be bitter and angry, which makes you a perfect target for right-wing groups. And the right-wing groups amplify that sentiment and play on those feelings. And so those prone to feel that way will vote for the right-wing populists, even though they might not agree with all of their positions. But for that one emotional vote, the right wing gets into a position of power, and then all the really bad stuff that they're pushing gets amplified, like the anti-LGBTQ stuff, the anti-EU stuff, and all the rest. So how do we prevent the right-wing populists from gaining ground in the EU? Even more to the point, how do we deal with the migration problem? If the migration problem goes away, then we take the wind out of the right-wing nutjob sails. Okay, first of all, why are people leaving the South and heading for Europe? And by South, I mean everything south of the Mediterranean. Because there's nothing for them there. This is a North-South issue. And why is there nothing there for them in the South? Because years of corruption have hollowed out their countries. And we as Europeans had a hand in that. We propped up dictators so we could have easy access to their raw materials. There's still plenty of raw materials there, by the way. Just ask the Chinese, who are building railroads with imported Chinese labor, I might add, to get those materials to ports, which they also build. We sent aid money, which ended up in the dictator's Swiss bank accounts, money that was supposed to be spent on infrastructure, schools, roads, etc., but it rarely happened. Add to that that most countries in Africa have shaky judicial systems, so redress through the courts is difficult, if not impossible. And no one is investing money in those countries in amounts that matter. So there are no jobs, and there is no hope. Hope. That's a very important word. If you have no hope, then what's the point of going on? What's the point of staying there? And it is hope that is driving people north to get on leaky boats and risking their lives to make it to a refugee camp in Europe. So where do we begin? Well, here's one solution, and it's a big one. I've been talking about this to friends for years, and most of my friends have rolled their eyes. So now it's your turn to roll your eyes. How about a Marshall Plan for Africa? I know how insane that sounds, but hear me out. First of all, it's good for business. We need to rebuild Africa. Or maybe rebuild Africa isn't quite correct. How about if we build Africa for the first time? How about some car companies opening a few plants down there? How about if Mercedes or Volkswagen or Fiat or Renault or all of them get together and build a small, affordable car that people in Africa can afford to buy? India did it. Why can't we do the same in Africa? And how about building a few shipyards down there? Or maybe creating a huge tourism industry, bigger than it is now. Europeans like to go down to where the sun is, where it's warm. Trust me, it's cold here right now. See, the idea is to create jobs. Jobs create more jobs. More jobs create people with discretionary income. Discretionary income needs to be spent. And it creates more opportunities. Next, how about if we create a Peace Corps type program for European university students? They're getting a free university education, which is how it should be. Now, how about giving something back? They can return the favor of a free university education by working in Africa. No, of course it won't be mandatory, but it would be interesting. A cool way to spend a couple of years in your early 20s giving something back. If we make a whole-scale effort to build up Africa, we get rid of the migrant problem in the long run. And no, it won't happen overnight, and it won't happen in a generation. But a concerted effort in that direction would be a good thing. Yes, I know. I'm a dreamer. But you gotta dream. And you gotta dream big. Okay, what else is up? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Northern Europe is seeing a bunch of snow. Munich was blanketed, airports clogged. In the south of France, it's cold, rainy, and wet. Right now, I'd get on a plane to Africa someplace. I would. And the health department in France just announced a rise in cases of walking pneumonia. Lovely. In France, there are so many cases, they're calling it an epidemic. And if that wasn't enough, EU Home Affairs Chief Ylva Johansson said, "There's a huge risk of terrorist attacks in the European Union during the holiday season because of the war between Israel and Hamas." So we have that to look forward to. If you're going to be out there in the Christmas markets, be careful. If you're in areas where there are a lot of people, be careful. Let's all try to get through these days and weeks safely. And finally, on a lighter note, this from the Euronews website. During the UEFA draw ceremony for the European Championship in men's football in Hamburg, unexplained moaning noises disrupted and competed for attention with the team names being read out on stage. The interruption, which seemed to sound like sexual noises, was clearly heard for several minutes. So I guess someone was really into the football draw. That's it for this edition of The Continental Drift. Thanks for giving me some of your precious time. I'm Andy Valver. See you next time.